I'm on a mission to help high flyers just like yourself, who until now have let the fear of public speaking hold them back from making a bigger impact. Join me as I find out the secret sauce from the world's leading speakers to make your speeches more interesting, enjoyable to give, and impactful for your audience. That's the mission, and this podcast will get you there. My name's Victor Ahipeni, and this is the Public Speaking Secrets Podcast. Speaker Nation, what's happening? Welcome to another episode of Public Speaking Secrets. I'm your host, Victor Ahipeni, and today I'm going to be riffing with you. So no guests today, but I'm going to be taking you through what I call the Zoom economy. And it is where we have found ourselves since March this year. And I mean, unless you've been hiding under a rock, you're pretty well aware of this. But for many speakers, myself included, we lost a large chunk of our revenue, of our income stream, of our ways of generating customers. Literally in the week that the world started to shut down, I was back home in New Zealand before I quickly shot back over to Australia, and I had just signed a letter of agreement with a billion-dollar company, as well as a couple of speaking engagements, all of which were taken off the table, which, you know, wasn't something that I was going to fight over, because part of the fulfillment was actually flying back to New Zealand to be able to deliver these in different formats. So I know, having other friends in the speaking and training and consulting space, that I definitely wasn't alone, and this isn't intended to be a sob story. What it is understanding that there were certain people who went through this. And, you know, for the coming weeks, many of us kind of started trying to grapple with, okay, what's the next step? While some others started to innovate, and it wasn't until I got out of, not necessarily the slump, but figured that, well, a lot of these services, you know, that not only I offer as training, but many other people are still going to be needed, like instantly, and also 100% are going to be needed going into the future. And so what I did was, and I touched on it in the previous episode, is one of my trainings that I ran, I then just ran over Zoom. And here's the big thing is, in the past, there's always been a level of a different difficult barrier for different things. So whether you're running a live in-person event, it's getting the person to the event. That's a barrier. People have to find parking. They have to maybe find a babysitter. There's different things that they have to do to be able to get to your event. The same thing happens online. And prior to March, a lot of that involved people not knowing what Zoom was, people not wanting to download the software, people not knowing what, you know, say Skype or Teams or all these different things were. And we got thrust into everybody having to adapt quickly and figure out what these were. People were using these for meetings at work. They were doing team meetings via Zoom at home. And so there was this massive barrier that would previously stop people registering for your events, because they didn't have to now overcome the technological aspects of that. So for them to turn up to your online workshop or your digital summit, they are now, the world as a whole is a lot more comfortable with using technology like Zoom, and it's become the new norm. And sure, I'm sure over the next, you know, 12 to 18 months, as different vaccines and things come out, we're going to go back to a lot more in-person events. But for the time being, there is an opportunity where the market is not as saturated as what you would think, where people are still looking for speakers. They're still running paid events. Yeah, I've run paid workshops via Zoom to individuals. I've run them to companies. I've been able to market these and show that, hey, look, I can still provide amazing content and amazing quality via Zoom. And a lot of these these people who are either in lockdown or still working from home are going to be able to continue to upskill and benefit their company. And sure, you might have to tweak certain things. So for me, it's been able to teach people how to present online, how to stay engaging, how to be able to do different things throughout their presentation that they wouldn't usually have to do. But the fundamentals stay relatively the same. And so my challenge to you is to start looking at how can you utilize this Zoom economy to your benefit? Is it being able to put together a webinar where you educate or qualify leads to then be able to get on the phone with them that you may have previously, you might have been a home and land salesperson who would host live events, or you might have been an insurance or a mortgage broker who would get groups of people into a room. Now you've got the ability to be able to do that in person. And we've got to think that this is a disqualification process. Any presentation that you give when you are looking to find new customers and clients is a disqualification process. You're looking to get rid of the tire kickers, so you don't have to get on the phone with them to get the same answer every time. They're not in a position that they're ready to buy or that they could ever buy, and so you've been able to disqualify those people, so you're just talking to better leads. And so that's what I always find the power and the leverage that you get from public speaking is being able to talk to a large group and disqualify as well as qualify at scale. And in this new Zoom economy, you are now being able to branch out of your city and move into maybe your state or your country or even internationally, depending on what your products or services are. And so that may be creating a sales video, a podcast like this, a webinar, hosting your own Zoom workshops, hosting your own online summits where you get other speakers in. All of these things, plus a lot more, are all now available and at your fingertips, and people are a lot more accepting of it. If you were trying to get people onto a webinar in, say, 2007, you'd struggle because A, a lot of people didn't know what they were, and B, there was a lot of technological barriers. And then you fast forward to 2017 and more people were able to get onto, say, a webinar. Nowadays, a lot more people are able to do that kind of live interaction with things like Zoom. So there's a huge opportunity out there if you're willing to take it. And a lot of speakers, a lot of trainers, a lot of consultants have just put the handbrake on what they are offering at the moment, waiting for the world to resume to whatever the new normal is going to be. Right now is the time to pounce, to be that early adopter, to be at the forefront of it, because you can quickly position yourself as the expert or the authority in your space when you have the right presentation given to the right audience at the right time. And that right audience can be, you know, like I said, international now. So if that's something that interests you and you're wanting to learn more, then I'm happy to help. Reach out at victor@publicspeakingblueprint.com. And if you're looking to check out either the show notes from here or our previous 50 plus episodes, then jump over to publicspeakingblueprint.com, where you can find all of those, as well as a ton of other resources to help you on your speaking journey. And I'll catch you all in the next episode. If you want to fast track your confidence and impact with public speaking, then be sure to jump over to publicspeakingblueprint.com, where there's an array of free resources to help you no matter where you are on your journey to becoming a more powerful speaker. And while you're at it, jump over to Facebook and join our free community called Speaker Nation, where there's a ton of other like-minded individuals just like yourself looking to level up. Thanks for listening, and be sure to subscribe so you don't miss next week's episode.